Yeah, we're back. Good morning. Monday, January 6th. Partly cloudy right now. We are at 8 below. It is time to delve into our Monday report with Katie Robber from the Wapton Breckenridge Chamber. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
You were telling me you went to a polar plunge.
Yeah.
I'm looking outside. It's 8 below right now. Now, and then you followed it up by saying, oh, I've done a polar plunge.
Once. That's all you need to do.
Would you do it again?
No, I'd probably die of a heart attack.
This was earlier on, though, when you were a lot younger.
Yeah, way younger.
Okay.
And dumb.
I've never, but you say it's a rite of passage to
it
be
is.
A true Minnesotan.
It is.
A true Minnesotan. Yep. You gotta do that at least once.
Yeah, I say there's three steps to becoming a true Minnesotan.
Okay.
One of them is the polar plunge.
Yeah.
One of them is 5 minutes in Lake Superior.
Got it.
And the other one is crossing the Mississippi River.
Well, I've done two of the three.
Yeah.
I'm still coming up short on the polar plunge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't
recommend it, Bill.
No,
I'm not. Just call you 2/3 of a minute.
Make my affairs in order and get the paddles out, definitely. Well, hey, we're kind of, this is unusual for us to say it's kind of a slow time with the chamber, but it kind of is.
Well, I think it's just so cold.
Yeah.
It is just so cold. But you know what? That's really a good time to start dreaming.
That is true. That's true.
I'm finding all of these things around my house that I really probably should take care of. Mostly windows, because it's kind of drafty.
Yeah.
So, you know, who's to say you couldn't just go over to Three Rivers Decorating or Dakota Cabinetry or Nielsen Electric and Cabinetry and start dreaming of what you're, you know.
The perfect time for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect time for it.
So start dreaming about that new kitchen or dreaming about new windows.
Yeah.
Because I need those.
Start dreaming. You take your mind off the cold.
That's right. It works well. Yeah, it does. So it's just kind of a reminder.
Okay.
To go visit those places. Have conversations.
Mm-hmm.
I know they don't mind having conversations.
They love having conversations. It's like, what are you looking for and how can we help you?
Yeah. And then it kind of gives you an idea how much to budget or whatever you need to do.
True.
Yeah. But we do have a few things on the events calendar as well.
Okay, shoot.
It's not completely empty.
All right. Then I got a question for you. But go ahead.
Got it. On Saturday, there's purse bingo at City Brew Hall. So you have to be 18 years or older unless you are accompanied by an adult. And it's $35 a packet. And from what I hear, you got to be there early. It starts at noon, so be there like really early.
Yeah, it's crazy over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they have some pretty nice purses if you're into that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also on Saturday, there's a meat raffle supporting Morton Fire Department and Three Rivers Gymnastics. This actually does happen every other Saturday at 6 p.m. over at the Antelope Creek Bar and Grill. I didn't put a time. I don't know.
All right. Brain freeze.
It's on the events calendar on our website. So.
Everything's on your events calendar.
Everything. We try our best. So.
And NDSCS Athletics got their bingo night.
Oh.
Starting tomorrow night.
Oh, we got to put that on there then.
Yes. Wapton Event Center starts tomorrow night. This is new. Doors open at 5. Bingo begins at 5:30. 10 rounds and a $500 progressive blackout.
Really?
How about that? Yeah, it's over at the event center.
You know, my favorite activity is
bingo,
right? I know.
Well, of course. Yeah, that's how you're a true North Dakotan.
Yeah, that's right.
And doors open up at 5, so there you go.
You know what? I got to do some research and get that on the calendar.
Let me ask you something.
You bet.
If you look back at 2024, mm-hmm. 1 to 10, what rating would you give 2024 just you yourself, Katie Robert?
Ooh, I'd give it probably an 8.3.
Okay. All right, good.
An 8.3.
So that's very optimistic.
It was, yeah.
I
personally had a very good year.
They put this out across the nation, and I think the average was like 6.1.
Oh.
Which is just a little above half,
sure.
You know, so, yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
But a lot of people say, when they asked too, what do you see the next 10 to 15 years being like? People said, I think it'll hover right around about a 5.
Ooh.
So again, halfway. There you go.
I don't know if I'm going to agree with that one. I think there's a lot of optimism in the world right now.
Well, I hope so.
I really do. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of sadness, but I know that there's a lot of hope and optimism that will counter that sadness.
Just a little more kindness would be nice.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't cost you anything to be kind.
No, it doesn't.
So there you go. That's my 2 cents.
Yeah.
So that'll, you know, that would make the next 10 to 15 probably rise up a few points.
I hope so.
All right. Good talk. Covered the polar plunge, covered 2024, and a few other things,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your time, though.
You bet. You stay warm.
I will. I got the big coat out.
You did get the big coat out. The puffy coats.
The puffy ones.
I got my fuzzy sweater, so we're both in good shape.
Yeah, we are.
All right, Katie, thanks for stopping by. We'll talk next week.
You bet.
Katie Robber, Wapton Breckenridge Chamber. We do our chamber talk every Monday at this time. You're the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
She'll set the field on fire, just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw.